WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
FM, Dave with you after 6 p.m. Let's take a look at your weather. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 27. On Friday, mostly cloudy, a high of 40. Looking ahead to Saturday, sunny with a high of 43. Here's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers on Max FM.
Can you see? Baby, you will
yourself. Someone's gonna tell you lies.
And more.
Always something there to remind me.
99.7 Max FM.
You gotta toss and turn and feel.
And the myths, Achilles and his gold, Achilles and his gifts, and Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fist. And clearly I don't see myself upon that list. But she said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss, just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this. Do 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 do. Oh, I want something just like this. Do do do. Testaments they told, the moon and its eclipse, and Superman unrolls the suit before he lived. But I'm not the kind of person that it fits. She said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss, just something I can turn to, somebody I can miss. I want something just like this. I want something just like this. Oh, I want something just like this. Where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss, just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this.
It's great.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to stream us live at max.fm. You can tell your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo or download the Civic Media app on your mobile device and tap on Max FM. Here is Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do with It, on Max FM.
You must understand the touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl while possess a track. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
My forget about it.
Some hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave hanging out with you on Wednesday night. Where do you go to sell something like this? You can't just toss it up on Facebook Marketplace, I'm guessing. You know those radar trailers police use? We're talking about the ones they park on the side of the road and tell you if you're speeding. They do seem to work because people do slow down, but not in Mason County, Washington right now because theirs just got stolen. Mason County is located just outside of Seattle. There's local sheriff's department posted about it on Facebook this week. They said their, quote, beloved radar trailer decided to take an unscheduled road trip courtesy of a white male in his 30s. They said the guy hooked it up to the back of his 1990s Ford pickup and drove away. Last we heard, they haven't tracked it down yet. They're hoping someone spots it cruising down the road. They post a photo of it under your speed sign. They photoshopped in the words, help me. Now, I see those radar trailers out there, and they only go to the double digits. So, me being the guy, I'm like, I wonder how fast you can go by one of those. Just kidding. I would never even consider it. For anyone that's listening, I obey the speed limit and stop at all the stop signs. Coming up, we will have a look at weather views by Taylor Dane on Max FM.
Hi, fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
Mouth-watering steaks, seafood, sandwiches, and black Angus burgers. Hi, this is Jason from Jay's Pub & Grill in Reedsburg. If you're looking for the perfect place for a quick lunch or a date night out, Jay's offers a little bit of everything, even a huge kids menu. Jay's is also the place for holiday parties, banquets, baby showers, and any other upcoming events you are planning. We feature Wisconsin tap beer, a great wine list, and a full bar. Jay's Pub & Grill in Reedsburg has something for everyone. We'll see you soon.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now, and the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products, and we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, patchy fog, and a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, mainly sunny, highs in the low 40s. More sunshine this weekend, highs upper 40s. Little change into next week. Temperatures stay well above average into the 40s as dry conditions continue. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 42 right now.
99.
99.7 Max FM.
It's 99.7 Max FM. Dave hanging out with you on Thursday night. All right, thank you to everyone that's messaged me and texted me. No, I've never tried to see how high the speed limit is on those speed trailers. That's just not something I would do. Come on now, here's your list of the news on Max FM.
Bad girl's dream, make a bad one. 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Hits 99.7 Max FM. Here's Soft Cell, Tainted Love on Max FM.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love we share seems to go nowhere, and I've lost my I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night. Once
And more 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Thursday night. All right, since we're on the topic of speeding, the guy on his phone who just sat by doing 90 miles per hour might think this is a good idea. Everyone else isn't so sure. An Illinois state congressman introduced a bill this week that would prevent officers from pulling over unless you're going at least 26 miles an hour over the speed limit. They wouldn't even scan your plate and fine you if the limit was 70. You wouldn't have to worry about a ticket unless you were doing at least 96 miles an hour. This guy introduced a bill on Monday, and speeding is the only thing that he would let people do. It would also stop officers from pulling over for expired plates, defective mirrors, no bumpers, tinted windows, broken headlights, and not wearing a seatbelt. The only time they could pull you over is if whatever you did rose to the level of misdemeanor or felony. 26 miles over is a misdemeanor speeding in Illinois. Pretty much everyone else thinks it's a bad idea, including the guy behind it. He backed off the idea yesterday after people tore him apart on social media. He says he only introduced a bill to continue a conversation about people getting pulled over for minor stuff and then busted for things like drugs. Last year, Illinois passed a law that made it okay to hang fuzzy dice on your rearview mirror, so that's where the conversation is he's talking about. What was this guy thinking? There's some basic safety concerns here, just saying. No bumpers and not wearing a seatbelt, never a good idea, because there's a reason they put that stuff on your car. That's just my opinion. I'm going to head on out. Coming up after a little 7 will be Ben Brownlee with Baird with Thunderbirds Basketball. Coming up next, we'll get you back into some more music with Aretha Franklin on Max FM.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time for the 38th annual Baraboo Winterfest, providing something fun for people of all ages. The jam-packed weekend of events starting Saturday, February 3rd and running through Monday the 5th. With our unique winter weather we're experiencing this week, be sure to follow along on their Facebook page for potential changes and updates. Just go to Baraboo Winterfest 2024 on Facebook or go to baraboowi.gov and search Winterfest. Also on Saturday, February 3rd, it's the Baraboo Cocoa Crawl to benefit the Friends of Baraboo Parks. There will be 14 amazing stops to try all different kinds of creative cocoa concoctions located all over downtown Baraboo. Stop by Becca Cates to get your tickets. Just $5 per person, and kids under 3 are free. This will be 11 until 1 p.m. on Saturday, February 3rd. Again, details for that can be found on Facebook. Just search for Baraboo Cocoa Crawl. And enjoy a candlelit hike at Mirror Lake State Park on Saturday from 6 until 8 p.m. Torchlit trails, bonfires, and more. The Friends of Mirror Lake will have refreshments and goodies for free to enjoy around the bonfire. A free event, but you will need a State Park sticker to enter the park. FriendsofMirrorLakeSP.org for more details.
Nestled in the southwest corner of Minnesota is the beautiful community of Worthington. Worthington is surrounded by beautiful farm fields and is home to an 800-acre lake. Worthington has great fishing and is the county seat of Nobles County. Thousands of acres of public hunting are all around Worthington, Minnesota. So if you love the outdoors, if you love lakes, if you love hiking and biking, you're going to love Worthington, Minnesota. We've got all kinds of business opportunities and housing opportunities too. So come see us, maybe stay with us, because Worthington, Minnesota is worth a look.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience. No, of course not. You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Do you be a vision in white?
top, baby. And let's cruise on into it's better than ever street.
I'm here.